Okay, today's parak in Sefer Yehoshua is Parak of Beis, as we near the end of our journey, the journey of Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael at the beginning, and we have now completed all of the Nachala. Every Shevet has gotten their portion. The Ari Miklat have been set up, the six Ari Miklat. In the last parak, we have the 42 cities of the Levium that have been given out. So everybody has everything that they're supposed to get now. Everybody has it. So what's left to talk about? So now it's time, the parak describes how it's time for Reuven and Gad and Chati Manasseh to go back to their portions, which they received already. But remember, they promised to Moshe Rabbeinu that they would go and fight and stay with Am Yisrael throughout the years. They committed for 7 years. They stayed for an extra seven. They have to set the first seven Shekivshu. Chazal tell us that they added on another seven. They waited till all of Am Yisrael receive their portions, and now it's time for them to go back. So what happens? Yehoshua calls them and say, you did exactly what you were supposed to do, and you just have to make sure when you go back to keep the Torah and stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do everything you're supposed to do while you are there. And they say, fine, it's exactly what we were planning to do. And they bid farewell to Yehoshua and to the rest of Am Yisrael. And then what happens? The parak tells us that they went to Shiloh. They stopped off in Shiloh for some reason, as Hashem we will have to talk about. And then they start heading back. Right before they cross back eastward the Yarden, they build a huge Mizbeach. A Mizbeach Gadol Lamar'eh. A huge Mizbeach. And does not say exactly at that point what the reason for it is. But then the rest of Am Yisrael hear about this, and for some reason, they think that this is terrible. They think this is a terrible Avera, that they're building another Mizbeach separate from the Mizbeach in Shiloh. As we know, as we discussed, once the Mizbeach was in Shiloh, one is not allowed to have any other Mizbeach. And they get ready for war. They say, what is going on here with the Shvatim? We just settled the land, and now they're starting, and they're going to another religion. So they send messengers. They send 10 messengers, one from every Shevet, plus they send Pinchas as the leader, Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen, Pinchas the future Kohen Gadol, and he goes, and they say, Pinchas, find out what's happening. While we get ready to fight, you go find out what they're doing. And Pinchas goes and says, guys, what's going on here? What are you building? And they say, Chas v'shalom, what, Avodah Zara? What, are you crazy? No! We're following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just building because we know we're going back to Eivor HaYarden now. In a couple of generations from now, we're nervous that your great-grandchildren are going to say to our great-grandchildren, you're not really Jewish, you don't really live in the Holy Land, you're not part of our religion, and we need to build a major monument so everybody remembers in future generations that we are part of Am Yisrael as well. And that's what we built it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and we follow him. So chas v'shalom, we're not doing anything wrong here. And Pinchas hears that and says, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, this is what you were thinking, and we are really one Am, and please, I will take the message back. So they keep going. Pinchas goes back and tells the rest of Am Yisrael, and they say, Baruch Hashem, no war, mission completed, and they go back. And Am Yisrael goes back to their places. And what we are left with after this parak is the final message that Yehoshua ben Nun is going to give to Am Yisrael. That's all that's left in Sefer Yehoshua after today. Okay, so that is the overview of the parak. And now we get into the beginning of it. So parak Chaf Beis. Az Yikra Yehoshua la Reuveni v'la Gadi v'la Chati Mati Menashe. So Yeshua, Reuven, Gad, Achati, Shevet, Mata, Menashe, we know are called by Yeshua, and Yeshua says to them, you have fulfilled everything that Moshe has told you to fulfill. Vatishmu b'koli, and you've heard my voice. You've listened to me. Lo azavtem asacheichem, you didn't leave your brethren, yamim rabim, until today, ad hayom hazeh. You've fulfilled everything. And now it's time for you to go back. There is a Panim Yafos. Panim Yafos, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, writes, based on a Medrash, that the families, the Shvatim of Reuven, Gad, and Chati Menashe, not one person died during these 14 years. Not one. Because it says, now you are going back to your Oel, to your tents, you're going back to be with your families. Nes Gadol, says the Panim Yafes in Dvarim, Livaz bnei Reuven, Gad, and Chati Menashe, Bekolos and Shanim Shabayim Kimus Haftachasim Lamoshe, as long as they were fulfilling their promise, Lo Meis Mehem Afechad. Not one. And it's alluded to, says the Panim Yafes, in the Brachos that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Shvatim, and Yaakov Avinu's brachos, even more specifically. Yechi Reuven va'al yamos, it says. Yechi Reuven, Reuven lives. Not one of them is going to die. God gedud yugudenu, they're going to have armies. V'hu yaguda kev. And what does the Gemara say in Brachas? Hamachnis atzmo b'makam sakana. If somebody puts themselves in a time in a makam sakana, they have to be very nervous unless they're doing it for somebody else. If they're going and putting themselves in a moser nefesh for another Jew, so then they have divine protection. And Rashi there in Vayechi says, V'hu yaguda kev, kol gedudav yashuvo ala kevam. All their armies came back. Not one person died. It says the Panim Yafis, even those who came of age and should have died, didn't die. Why? Why were they zochet to such an age that even the people who came to that age? So explains the Panim Yafis. Remember, for these 14 years, no child was born in Reuven, Gad, or half of Menashe. Because the wives were left in Eber HaYarden. The wives and the young children. Only the men came. So there were no children born here. Peruvu, they weren't multiplying. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after having told them, well, you're going to fight for me, the least he could do is at least not take away any of the men, any of the people from Reuven, Gad, and Menashe. If they weren't going to expand, then at least can't lose any of the men. So that's why they were zochet to such an ace while they were fighting for Am Yisrael and accompanying them. So that's what the special message is given. You never, you didn't leave your brethren, and you kept with us, and therefore it's time to go back. But Yeshua ben Nun gives them a pep talk before they go back. He says to them, Shimru Pasakei, Shimru Ma'o La'asos Ezam Mitzvah V'Satar Shetziv Eschem, Moshe Eved Hashem, guard the Torah very well, Li'avat Hashem Alkeichem, to love Hashem, l'leches b'chol d'rachav, to go in all his ways, lishmar mitzvosav. This sounds like a pasuk from like Parshas Ekev, something that Moshe Rabbeinu would say to Am Yisrael before he does. Excuse me, but Yeshua ben Nun says it. Why do they need a pep talk now? Specifically, all of Am Yisrael, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu before he dies. But dafka now, Yeshua ben Nun has to give them, he's going to get the next perek. He's going to talk to all of Klal Yisrael. So here, maybe, oh, they're not going to be around, so he has to tell them. Maybe there's something even deeper here. Based on the Ramban in Parshas Achrimos, the Ramban there in a very famous passage writes that there is something special about every single mitzvah done in the land of Israel, even mitzvahs that are not dependent on the land, even mitzvahs that are not totally ba'aretz. Says the Ramban, tefillin is different tefillin in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Mezuzah is different. It's based on a medrash. The Vilna Gaon rereads the medrash and says the medrash must be a mistake. We think it says tefillin and mezuzah, but it used to say tav vav mem. And really, it must have meant trumas and maestros, because the Gra can't fathom that tefillin would be different in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. But if you look in the medrash, and you look in the Ramban and Rashi, they all quote the medrash. It's tefillin and mezuzah. So Ramban says, in a certain sense, all mitzvos have an added element in Eretz Yisrael. We have to keep mitzvos in Chutz La'aretz too, obviously. But the Ramban says it's a lower level. Even if it's the same mitzvah, it's a lower level. He doesn't go as far, or maybe he does a little bit, to call it practice, so that once we get back to Eretz Yisrael, the palace of the king, so then we will all do mitzvahs in their complete sense. So one could suggest, some suggest, that's why Yeshua ben Nun is giving them a pep talk now. You're going to Chutz La'aretz now. You're going to Eber HaYarden, which is at least a little bit Chutz La'aretz. We spoke a few prakim about whether it has some status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, whether or not. That is a big discussion. Which halachas of Eretz Yisrael apply to Eber HaYarden, where they're going to live, and which don't. But there's definitely not full Kedusha there regarding everything. So maybe that's why, based on the Ramban, he's giving them a pep talk now, because they're going to a land that is not the ultimate land. Even if you look later on in Pasuk Yutes, and Chazal pick up on this Pasuk, he says, V'ach im temeya, this is Pinchas talking, V'ach im temeya eretz achuz aschem. I know the land that you are going to inherit is impure. If you really feel bad about that, then come live with us. We'll get back to that. But you see, Eber HaYarden is called Eretz Temeya, so maybe that's why Yeshua is giving them a pep talk now, saying, yes, you're leaving, but don't think you're off the hook. Right? All mitzvahs apply even there, especially, what's the first thing he says? To love Hashem and l'leches b'chol d'rachav, to follow His ways. We know that's a separate mitzvah d'araisa. One of the 613 is to imitate Hashem. V'halachta b'drachav. How do you imitate Hashem? So there are two Gemaras about it. One about Midos, one about Maisim. The Gemara in Shabbos, in the 19th Perek, in Rabbeleza de Mila says, Mahu Rachum, just like Hashem is compassionate, so do we have to be compassionate. Just like he is has pity, so too we have to have pity. We have to, in midos. But then we have the Gemara Maseches Sota, on Daf Yudalet, where the Gemara says, Hashem did four acts of Gemilas Chasadim. Many more. He created the world. That was the ultimate act of Gemilas Chesed, as the sources discuss. But at least four specific ones. He visited the mourners. Right, when Avram died, he visited Yitzchak. When Adam and Chava were naked, he clothed the naked. When Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be buried, he buried. And yeah, and Avram Biker Cholim after he had Bris Mila. So the Gemara says, Mahu Af Atah, just like he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, performed these acts of kindness, so too we have to perform these acts of kindness. That is a major mitzvah that it mentions. The Chafetz Chaim points this out in the Hakdama to Avas Chesed 8 times in the Torah. It says we have to be like him, capital H. 8 times. It's many times. Most mitzvahs don't get such press, but that's one here. So that is what Yeshua ben Nun says as well. Okay, let's continue. So he gives instructions, and then they start going out. Pasuk Tes, Vayashuvu Vayelchu b'nei Ruvein u'b'nei Gad v'chatis yirei Menashe, Me'eis b'nei Yisrael. They leave. Where did they leave from? Well, where does the first beginning of the parak say? They were talking to Yeshua. Yeshua must have been in his city. A couple of parakim ago, we learned he was living in Timnath Serach. So they must have been talking to him, and then they're going back. And yet, it says that they went Mishilo, from Shilo, Asher Beres Kanaan. What's Shilo doing here? They were in Timnath Serach talking to Yeshua. Shilo is north in the section in Ephraim, right? What is that? What is that? Why did they go there? So says the Malbim, it must be they went there to, so to speak, take leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not really, but after they went to Yeshua, they wanted to go to the Mishkan one more time. So they went to the Mishkan. They went to Shilo. It doesn't say that in the Pesukim, but it must be that's what they did. And that also should tip us off that what they did was L'shem Shamayim, this big Mizbeach that they're going to build. Says the Malbim, V'heim lo holchu misham l'mizrach l'avar atayardein. They didn't go straight across. Rakolchu l'shilo. She'i b'kseit tzvonis l'nachlitz Yosef. That was in the northern part of Yosef. L'his palel b'mikdash Hashem shama. To daven one more time there. V'zeh hayaos. This also was a sign. Ki lo nasaga achor libam mikdushas mishkan Hashem. They weren't trying to build an alternate mishkan. A different mizbeach, a bama. No, they weren't trying to. They went from Shilo. And therefore, you see that all their kavanas were more appropriate. So they went from Shilo, and the Pasuk describes that they came and they built, Pasuk Yud, Mizbeach Gadol Lamar'eh. A huge Mizbeach! If you wanted to bring animals as karbanos, you don't have to build a humongous Mizbeach. A small one would suffice also. That again, says the Malbim, tips us off that they were doing this L'shem Shamayim. They were doing this as a reminder for later generations. They weren't going to use it for anything. No, they were just building it. If they have to bring them as a carbon, they'd go to Shilo. But they were building it as a zikaron, as a monument. But what happens? Bnei Yisrael weren't there. You know, this is a perfect example of sometimes if you just hearsay, you hear something's going on, we think the worst. We think, oh, what's going on? If they were there, maybe this would never have happened. Right? So they heard about it, and they say, what's happening here? They're very upset. They start getting their armies ready. And who do they send? They send Pinchas. Pinchas along with Va'asara Nesiyim Imo, 10 Nesiyim. Why Dafka Pinchas did they send? And Pinchas ultimately brings Klal Yisrael back together. It's fascinating. What is Pinchas known for? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, he's known for an act of zealotry. He's known for an act of Bekano is Kinasi. That's what he's known for. And yet, right after that, we know what was his gift, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, his schar, brisi shalom. He got a bris of peace. Why? So the Netziv and others comment, because he wasn't a kanoi in the bad sense. Pinchas was a kanoi l'shem shamayim. But he only did kanos where it was appropriate. So dafka Pinchas was sent. Because if we're going to have to fight, he's the best man. But if we're going to have to make peace, he's also the best man, right? He's a Kohen. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen is Aaron HaKohen's grandson, right? Aaron HaKohen, Oiv Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. See, the Pinchas is Dafka sent, and he's the one that achieves the peace amongst Am Yisrael. There's even 2 days in the Gemara. The Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amabez, discusses when did Pinchas fully become a Kohen? We know usually, nowadays, when do I become a Kohen? If my father was a Kohen and I was born. So if my father was a Kohen, I became a Kohen. But it wasn't always like that. When Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen, when he was designated, so all of his future descendants then were Kahanim. Pinchas was already born, though. So how did he get it? So that's a machlokas. Machlokes zvachim kuf aleph amebeis. Rabbi Chanina says lo niskayin Pinchas hacher hargu lezimri. One opinion is after he took care of business in the end of Parshas Balak, after he killed Zimri, committing the terrible Chil Hashem in front of all of Am Yisrael. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says, no. You know when Pinchas achieved his full status? Ad shesam shalom bein hashvatim. Until Yehoshua Perichov Beis. Only here his job was completed. Yes, he did a job earlier there, but his job was completed only here. What do you mean his job was completed only here? Ask Tosfos there, Zvachim, Kufal from a base. What do you mean his job was completed? Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a bris. Says Tosfos, the rest of the Jewish people weren't ready to accept him yet. Because they had their doubts, they weren't sure after committing this act of stabbing one of the Nesiim in front of everybody. Yes, it was a mitzvah, he was committing a terrible Chil Hashem, but is he the one that's going to be the Kohen Gadol? So after this act, they realized. They send Pinchas, you're the greatest fighter, and when he comes back and says, peace. They want peace, and I've made peace. Tosfos there. Shema lo nisratzu lo kol Yisrael ba'osa shah. Mepnei shaharag nasi shevet. Ad shesam shalom ben hashvatim bimei Moshua. Once he made peace amongst Jews, az nisratzu lo. V'hil bishuhu umashchuhu v'nchu b'chavitin. An amazing Tosfos. Zvachim tzadi kuf aleph from a base. Explaining here, according to at least one opinion in the Tanaim, Pinchas only became Pinchas with the full status of being the Kohen Gadol. Only after he brings peace to Am Yisrael. Okay, but let's talk a little bit more about some of the details in this parak. When Am Yisrael sends Pinchas with a message, Pinchas goes to them and starts screaming at them and saying, "What are you doing? How can you be Oved Avodah Zarah? You're following Ba'avon." Line Pasuk Yud Zayin. Hama'at lanu as Avon Pa'or asher Elohi taharnu mimenu. What, Baal Pa'or is not bad enough for you? We already committed Baal Pa'or in the times of Midian, right? So that's not bad enough. And what about Achan? They quote. Va'afin Tmei continue. Vahi Anegabad as Hashem. Kol Pesukim later. They quote Pasuk Chaf alo Achan ben Zerech mo'al me'al Acherim. What are you doing? Ask the Mefarshim, why are these two Averis mentioned specifically? Why are you being like Baal Pa'or? Baal Pa'or was the most disgusting of Avodah Zarah. We know, how do you worship Baal Pa'or? You go to the bathroom on the idol. That's how they did it. The most disgusting of Avodah Zarah. So why is that the message that they're sending Pinchas with? What, you like Baal Pa'or? And what about Achan? What is Achan? Achan we saw before. Took from the spoils of Yericho. So what does he have to... what does he have to do with it? What is the message? So if you look in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, here, he quotes from the Be'er Moshe, the Azraver, who says as follows. What is the message of Pa'or? Pa'or, the root problem of Pa'or, that the message for us is, you have to follow the rules, and we can't make up our own rules. And we can't serve Hashem, or try to go against other gods in the way that we think. Because, Baal Pa'or, what would you think is the most disgusting thing to do to an idol? You know what I'm going to do to that idol? I'm going to go to the bathroom on that idol. But the Gemara tells us a story of a Jew who did that, and you know what? They started praising him. That was awesome. That was amazing. And he's like, oh, what did I do? What did he do? Because he used his own seichel to try to figure out how it's best to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, don't serve idols. Don't serve them in the way that they're usually served. If he would have followed the rules, then he wouldn't have done that. That's the message of Pa'or. And that's why, even if you look in the Psukim in Dvarim, Baal Pa'or is formulated right next to the Avera of Baal Tosif, not adding on to the mitzvahs of Hashem. What does that have to do with Baal Pa'or? Sometimes we think we can come up with our own mitzvah. This is a great thing to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. We have to do the 613. When I add our own, we're not going to... You know, I think I'm going to sit in the sukkah for an eighth day. I'm going to sit in the sukkah. Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. It's like sitting in the shadow of God. Hashem says a week. Hashem says a week. Right? We can't come up with the own rules. And that's exactly what Achan thought also. According to one of the Midrashim, Achan says, yeah, I know Yeshua said not to take from the spoils, but I'm going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to take it. I'm going to fashion it. I'm going to use it L'shem Shamayim. No. So that's exactly what they're saying to Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Menashe. We don't know what you're doing, but even if you have the greatest kavanas, you can't build a mizbeach outside of Shiloh. You can't offer a sacrifice outside of Shiloh. It's called a bama. And that's what they were nervous about, and that's why they quote Pa'or and Achan. And what's their answer? We're just building a monument. We're not building a mizbeach, really. It's a mizbeach that's going to function as a monument. Don't worry, this is not something that you think it is. So that's why Dafka, those two are mentioned. Good. So After this, they respond. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven respond. Nachati Shemanasha respond and say, no, we are with you. Don't worry about it. And Baruch Hashem, they have the declaration, Pasach Chavez, a very strong declaration. Kel Elokim Hashem. Kel Elokim Hashem. Hu Yodea. The Yisrael Hu Yeda. God is great. God is God. He knows all about us. Jews know about him. Chas V'Shalom. We don't have any. It sounds like a Yom Kippur type of Hashem Hu Elokim, which is what Am Yisrael said later on in history, in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi. But this is what is described. What is described here? One other ha'ara to mention, and that is a point made by the Maritz Chayes. The Maritz Chayes in the Torah Sanavim, one of his Sfarim, he describes he has difficulty with the Rambam. The Rambam and the Mefarshim wonder where the source of this Rambam is. The Rambam discusses by Ir HaNidachas, a city that majority of the city worships Avodah Zarah, and we know the halacha has to be they have to be killed and the city has to be burned. But the Rambam says there in Hilchos Avodas Kochav and Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Sholchin Lohem Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Lahaziram Ulachziram. Before you do anything, you send two great rabbis there to try to get them to do tshuva. To be mazir them, get them to do tshuva. Im Chazir Vazu Tshuva Mutav. If they come and do tshuva, fine. V'im Yamdu Balvaltan. If not, then Bezin is Mitzuvah to go up there and take care of business. Where did the Rambam get this from? There's no Gemara that says this, number one. And number two, we know the halacha is, if somebody violates an avera with warning, with edim, there's no tshuva on that. If somebody's chayev malchus, somebody eats treif, and then, you know, they really feel bad about it, they do tshuva, they become the gadol hador, and then finally the edim come to court and testify, he's going to get malchus. Doesn't matter if he's the gadol hador, you can't do tshuva once somebody is chayev misa, or chayev malchus. So what does the Rambam mean here? By irani dachas, we send tamid chacham to go get them to do tshuva. So, where does the Rambam get that from? So says the Maritz Chayes it's a quoted Maritz Chayes in Torah HaNeviim. He says, if you look in the Rambam, Mora Nevuchim, you get the answer. The Rambam explains himself. And 2 points. Number one, the Rambam says, Ir HaNidachas, they're not being punished because each personally worshipped Avodah Zarah. There are so many unique halachos here. It's what he calls, it is Mishpat HaKfira, not Mishpat HaOnesh. It's a misa based on a total denial of God. If you remember, in Ir HaNidachas, you don't even have one mezuzah in the whole city. It's a lahachas city. That's what an Ir HaNidachas is. And the Rambam says there, if anybody does any avera, and out of a sense of God didn't command this, so that's not just an avera. That's called Yad Ramah. That's called anti-God. And that, on the one hand, is much worse, and on the other hand, has a way out. It's much worse because you're acting, you know, you don't have to go by the regular rules. Bezdin could burn down the whole city. But on the other hand, because it's not Patara's Onesh, so you have a way out if you do tshuva. That's what Ir HaNidachas is. Where do you get this from? Says the Rambam, Yoshua Perachav Beis. The rest of the Jewish people were about to go to fight. They didn't know what was going on with these Shvatim. What do? They send warning. They say, send Pinchas. Pinchas, find out what's going on here. I don't know what they're doing. That's the source for this Rambam. Our Perek, when it comes to not a regular individual doing something wrong, but a whole group of people, whether it's Ir HaNidachas, whether it's a Shevet, you send here first to find out if they are serious. But Baruch Hashem, they were not serious, right? There was a misimpression. And they come back, and all of Am Yisrael comes out of this for the better. They realize that they are ba'achtus, and last two psukim, ba'yitav adavar be'enei b'nei Yisrael, they all found it was good in their eyes, v'yavarch lo'lokim b'nei Yisrael, and they blessed Hashem, v'lo amru, they said, cancel the military operation, and everything is good. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And before we get to the last two prakim in Sefer Yehoshua, the last messages that Yehoshua has to give the Am.